Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Laid Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I'm your host, Stephanie Wallace. And tonight we have a very special guest host. His name is Tyson. Tyson has been listening to our show since the beginning, and he has been wonderful in giving ideas for the show and helping me along, especially in the beginning when I was very nervous. So I'm going to introduce you to Tyson and let him in. Hmm? Tyson, are you there?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
Hi, everyone. I'm doing fine. Yes.
Good.
Yes.
Okay. One of the things that I, you know, want to let the audience know is that Tyson does have some issues with his speech, but we are going to be very patient, and we're going to listen very closely. And Tyson's going to take his time with us so that we can understand him clearly. One of the things I really want to thank you for is for being so loyal in listening to the show. Sometimes you're the only one out there, one of two people out there, it doesn't matter. I just try to do the show like I'm talking to him.
I did not know.
As far as callers are concerned, I did find out that there are a couple of people who listen online, you know, on the computer.
Okay.
You know, but as far as callers are concerned, you know, but it's really been a big help. I can remember one time doing the show and looking, and only first it was nobody there, and then I saw your number there, and I was and I just it picked me up and helped a lot. You know, so do you have any plans for the holiday this weekend?
No, that's a big problem. I'm not going to stay in the house tomorrow. I just booked a trip to go to Green Acres Mall, just a window shop. That's all. I'm going to get money to spend.
I don't do 4th of July. I don't do crowds very well.
It's
especially a crowd like, you know, the 4th of July or something like that, going to see the fireworks. It's just too many people.
Especially in our predicament, you see. If we were it'd be fine, but not in the theater, no way. Too many people,
I agree. But what I did, I had my fun this week. I had my grandchildren for a couple of days, and Monday, my niece had found this spot on the West Side Highway that has miniature golf. On the West Side Highway, they have the whole, it's almost like the whole West Side Highway is a park, Hudson River Park. And it's so much to do, so many nice spots. You wouldn't even feel like
Manhattan,
You don't even feel like you're in New York City. Some nice spots. But we went there, and it's on Pier 25, and it's cheap. Well, inexpensive, let's say. Inexpensive. The kids can go for $5. They can play 18 holes, and they can play over and over again if they want. So that was good and expensive fun because I am really frugal. I don't like to spend all my money, you know. They spent the night for a couple of nights, and it was I had a really good time. I haven't seen them in a while, and we had a I put my grandson on trial because he has this thing. He's 9 years old. And like most 9-year-old little boys do, he's messy. And he poured tea and he left it on the counter. You know, just left it like a little, spilled some tea and left it on the counter. And when he was asked about it, he wants to know why everybody always blame me when it's something, you know, everybody always blame me. Because it's usually you. Yep. You know, and I said, you know, it wasn't me. I said, come on, we're going to have a trial. So we did this mock trial or whatever. Yeah. And every time I ask him, do you do it at home? Yes, I do it at home. Do you do it at auntie's house?
Boy.
Yes, I do. Yeah, exactly.
Ask
him, do you do it at your dad's house?
Mm-hmm.
He said, no. I said, well, I'm going to call your dad.
Mm-hmm.
We call his father on his phone and tell him, I said, listen, your son is on trial. Does he do this at your house? And his father, of course, laughed and lied and said no. And my sister said, that's the code of the streets.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to snitch on his son.
That's a call, huh? Yeah, the God call.
Yeah. You know, but I enjoyed myself with them. And I said, and I ended up going yesterday with my sister to IKEA. Tyson,
mm-hmm.
I'm a woman, and I understand why men don't like going shopping with women.
Uh-huh,
my
yes.
sister
well,
and her
uh-huh.
friend, they are professional shoppers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they
could.
Yeah. The ride picked us up at 12 o'clock to take us there, straight there, so we got there before
mm-hmm.
1, and they were to pick us up, bring us home at 6 o'clock.
Okay,
I don't
yes.
understand why anybody needs to stay that long in one store.
Yes. Oh, my
you know,
goodness.
One store. And,
oh my
it, I mean, and all I'm thinking is, oh, my God. I mean, I ended up having fun. I did have fun. I had a good time. And if you ever, I ate at IKEA. I ate ribs. These ribs were good. And it was only $8, and they give you a nice amount of ribs.
Yeah,
and they were really good.
Mm.
Pardon me?
I got to try that, huh?
Have you ever been to IKEA?
No, not yet.
Yeah, those ribs were good. I was really surprised because you get a lot. Now, I don't know if they do that on the weekend, you know, but we went on a Thursday, you know, so it wasn't crowded. And everything, and it was pretty good. It was pretty good. I ended up having a nice day, but you know, I came home and all I wanted to do was lay down. My sister doesn't understand how I'm tired when I've just been sitting all day. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I see why. Why may I'm buy my cousins and sit there and watch.
I'm sorry, say that again.
The man sitting in the, you see men sitting in the waiting room with magazine because they're bored, don't know what to do, you see. That was on Martin one day, on the one show one day.
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
I'm sorry. Sometimes men have magazine to look at because they are so bored.
Now, once we get home, she wants to go out to Lincoln Center. I'm like, no, I'm coming home and I'm staying home. She's so excited about. She thinks she's like you live in Manhattan. You got it made. You know, because she loves the city. She says she gets so much energy from the city. I don't get the energy. I don't. It's not a thrill to me. She likes to walk the city. She will walk from World Trade Center to Times Square. Just walking and window shopping and, you know, whatever. I don't get that same thrill. I don't, unfortunately.
Goodness.
No, she really walks. Wherever she goes, she walks most of the time, you know, because she just likes the energy of New York City.
Yes, they're good on the heart, huh?
It is. But I don't, she gets on me about not wanting to walk around my block. I can't walk around my block, one, you know,
right.
But she feels that, you know, you can walk, but I can't walk far.
But
you know, so she's
a
like.
Walker, though. A walker,
yeah.
Huh?
Yes,
okay.
I do.
Okay. That's good.
I do.
Okay.
But I have a rollator walker, but it broke. So
okay.
I bought myself a regular, you know, just a standing walker. But that's not actually
yes.
safe for me because I do need
okay.
to be
yes.
able to sit down and rest when I'm walking.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
You know,
I'm
all the things.
One from assets. Can't you get one from them? Can you
Pardon
get
me?
One from RCS? Huh? Can you get one
oh.
from RCS?
Oh yeah, I have one ordered. I have one now being ordered.
Oh, okay.
I have one being ordered now, so I'm just this is just a matter of waiting now, and I'm going to promise myself that once it gets here, I'm going to actually start walking.
Mm.
And you know, she doesn't. Shut up. Anyway, let's switch to our topic today. And
okay,
our topic
so.
Today is, what have you learned about yourself since becoming
mm-hmm.
disabled?
Right. Well, I learned something that what don't kill you make you stronger, you see? Because I felt that I am getting stronger and stronger than I thought I can be. And I never realized it until one of my friends told me that, too. He said, no, Sagi, you are a strong person. Yes, you are. I never thought that about me at all. Mm-hmm. Never did.
Now, when you say strong, do you mean mentally strong or physically stronger?
Physically. Both.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been living with your disability?
I said, well, I'm okay, 29th, we make it 10 years. It's all good.
10 years?
29th, we make it 10 years. Yes. Only
wow.
I remember that was that because they have in New Orleans, you see. And I was
mm-hmm.
remember watching the disaster on TV. And I said, oh my goodness, what happened in New Orleans with the, I believe it was
Katrina.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on TV. And when it happened, I was in the bed, you see. Yes. Right here in my room, in the bed, watching this disaster. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the only way I remember, because I know that it'd be 10 years since that happened, you see.
Okay. Now, so you had a stroke?
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
Now, before that, had you had any, because you seem so young, and you know, I think
yes.
I'm a little bit naive about strokes, and I
yes.
realize now that they could happen at any age.
Yes.
Because you're used to hearing about older people having
mm-hmm.
strokes or people who are
yes.
not in such good health. Had you had health problems that you knew about before you had your stroke?
No. It came on just like that. Mm-hmm.
Wow, are you kidding?
It came out of nowhere. I did not suspect anything, you see. I did not. Because I remember I was in the hospital one day, and they wanted to keep me, and I left the hospital.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I packed up my clothes and left. Because good, I ain't seen nothing wrong. You see, I did
oh.
not see nothing wrong. I left, came home, but I left, got home. I knocked on the door, and my mother looked at me and said, what the hell are you doing here? Mm-hmm. And they took me back to the hospital the next day and took my shoes and this motherfucker.
You said they took your shoes?
Yes. My mother did, yes. So I can leave. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
wow.
Suddenly, yes. Mm-hmm. I ain't feel nothing wrong. I ain't see nothing wrong then.
But did they tell you it was something? Did they tell you why they wanted to keep you?
They told me there was something wrong. I ain't see what they told me I was going to, you see. over Chloe Hamlin's show with Ice-T. And I never heard of a show before from a dumb person, so I ain't paying no mind, dear DC.
Mm-hmm.
I did not pay no mind.
Okay, wow.
Yes,
so did you have the stroke in the hospital? You say you were laying in your bed, right, at home?
Yes, at home. This was after the stroke, you see. When I was in my bed at home looking at TV. Yes.
Okay. And how did it affect you in the beginning as far as, like, did you go through a depression or anything like that, or?
No, I noticed that I was very sensitive, I would cry for no reason at all. I see, I laugh about it now, but it made no sense at all, you see. Well, I was very sensitive, Jenny, but not now, so not now, yes.
Okay. Because you played handball, right?
Yes.
Right. And did you feel in any way, did you have any why me moments or anything like that?
No, nothing. Matter of fact, the girl I was to play with, she said, I remember when we were losing. I said, yeah, we were losing. I know I was sick, you see. And I kept playing handball like there was nothing wrong, you see. Yes, and she kept saying, oh, my goodness, you're right. I ain't right there. Well, you was playing handball sick, and you didn't know a damn thing. We laugh about it now, you see. But then, oh my goodness, yes. I still don't see no signs at all.
I'm sorry, you still don't what?
I don't see no signs. As I think about it, I do not see no signs. You don't know how you go back and think about things, and you see a time, why did I see this at that time? But I see no signs. I don't see no signs at all.
So did your abilities just start to deteriorate, or was it one big episode?
No, it
and
did
then...
start to deteriorate because my mother had to help me to the bathroom, you see. I was so weak that I could not even pull myself up in the bed, you see. I was so weak, I got so weak. I would put my legs on her thigh to pull myself up in the bed. I could not do that either, forget one time I was at the emergency room laying there for them to examine me. The guy next to me, he said, "You going to lay right there all this time?" I could not move. That's why I lay there, you see. I could not move. He didn't know nothing.
Wow. Now, how do you find, excuse me, that people treat you with your speech? Because there's a young lady that I know who has an issue with her speech. And she said people treat her like she has a developmental problem. Like, you know, she doesn't know anything. Do you have the same problems?
Yes, because now I'm sick and tired. When I get to my sister's ride and you have to prove yourself over and over again, because people think that your brain don't go to the top floor, you see? Yes, because
mm-hmm.
they see a disability, they think you don't know nothing at all. So I just let it go on. I let it. Now, it used to bother me, but not no more, you see. Because
right.
I say, they are the dumbass, you see. They are the dumbass. That's all. But it used to bother me a lot. It used to, yes.
Now, one of the reasons why I thought it was important for you to do this show is so that it can bring some attention to this fact. You know, that just because somebody's legs don't work or they may have a problem with their speech, the brain is fine.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
The brain is fine, and it just takes it takes us to, and I have been guilty. You know, because I realized with the young lady that I was talking about, I would, you know, we would talk, and I would finish her sentences because it was like taking so long, you know. And so when I caught myself doing it, I had to apologize to her and tell her that, you know, that I was sorry. I know it was nothing wrong with her brain, but it just was my impatience.
Yes.
In speaking and talking, you know, and we just have to learn to take our time with everyone.
Yes,
you know,
I did the same thing too to someone else in the woods. I said, "Oh my goodness, the person was talking," and I responded with three gentlemen, right, and I responded wrong, and the other gentleman had to tell me what was the question, you see? I said, oh, my God, I did the same thing. The one done to me, I just did to someone else. Yes.
Yeah. And you know, I love being around the disability community because one of the things, it has made me learn. It really, truly has made me learn to slow down and to look at people as individuals.
Yes.
You know, I've been guilty of grouping people together, even after becoming disabled, you know, grouping everybody together, you know, but being around a disabled community helps you to take people, you know, as individuals, and that's one of the most important lessons that I've learned being disabled.
Yes,
and, you know,
true.
And I've also become more interested in people and realizing that people need to tell their story.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, just so that you can stand out as an individual. And you find that people have so many interesting things about them with so many talents and things that sometimes they have been just holding in because they don't have an outlet for it. You know, that's one of the wonderful things about the place that we frequent, ICS, is that they allow people to explore themselves and bring these talents forward. I love that about ICS.
Yes, yes.
You know, how long have you been a member there at ICS?
I say about 2 years. Yes. So I really don't know. You see, I really don't know when I started. I'm still been 2.5 years, I believe. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
2.5 years, I believe.
Now, before that, were you active? Because like, I see now, you're a pretty active guy. You're a pretty active guy.
Yes.
You're always somewhere doing something.
Yes.
Were you active before that?
Yes. That's why, I guess, especially playing handball, I was very active because I didn't play in just one particular park. I played all over four boroughs, you see. So okay. I used to travel to different parks. Yes.
Now, I mean, after becoming disabled, were you active?
Active how?
I mean, like getting out, doing things, or you know, because sometimes.
No, I was very shy, you see. And one time, my mother had a doctor's appointment, and she said, "I had my head down by mistake, you see." She said, "Put your head up, you see." I never realized that, you see. I was ashamed, you see. I was ashamed. I don't know why I was ashamed. Yes.
You know, one of the things I found out, I find, like, after I became disabled, it was almost like I didn't know anything about being disabled. So it was sort of like I started to feel like I was in a world by myself.
And
the people around me, they loved me, but they didn't understand this new world that I was in. You know, so I'm glad, you know, another reason being glad for ICS and being around the disabled community is that the people that I've met are people who live. And you're saying that, you know, the holding your head down, that is something that I've seen. I see that with a lot of disabled people. Like we're just being in the streets, maybe go to a doctor's appointment or something like that. It's almost like they're around people, but they're isolated in their own little world.
Yes.
You know, and being amongst others who are like us and seeing them so vibrant and everything, it brings you to life.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because when I first went to ICS, but one gentleman there, I won't say his name, but he was a Halloween party then. He came dressed as some type of king, in a king uniform. I said to myself, look at this guy. I just had a mask. But the next year, I came dressed fully like a zombie. I cannot believe it. Yes. That one gentleman, you see, he encouraged. People do not know that you encourage other people to sometimes, and you do not know at all, you see. You do not know. Yes. He encouraged me. Yes.
That's good.
And he did not know it today.
That's good.
Yes.
I'm getting the 90 seconds left for the show. This went by very fast.
Yes.
It went by really fast. I enjoyed this conversation.
Okay.
You know, one of the things I try and do the show, but it's a whole bunch of people listening because I am convinced that one day people are going to catch on. And they're going to go back and listen to all of these shows.
Yes. But you know what, Steph, how can we find you? Are you listening on Facebook or not?
Oh, okay. Facebook at Laid, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. And Twitter, Laid Safe Space. And here on Blog Talk Radio. .com/laid. Thank you for reminding me of that.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And thanks again for joining me as co-host. I think it's, well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for sharing. And are you going to come back and do it with me on Monday?
Yes. I'll be back. Yes.
Thank you. You're going to co-host with me on Monday?
Yes, for sure.
Thanks a lot, Tyson. Good night.
If you have me, I'll be there, okay?
Of course. All right, okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.